From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Last night, the Vermont House of Representatives gave final approval to a slate of new gun restrictions. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The floor debate on the controversial legislation, called S-55, lasted until nearly 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. But the back and forth did little to change minds, and in the end, the outcome of the vote was similar to a preliminary vote on the bill last week. Supporters of the legislation, like Moortown Representative Maxine Grad, say the bill is an important public safety measure.
S-55 addresses school and community safety by ensuring guns remain in the hands of those who should have them.
The bill would require background checks for private gun sales and raised the legal age to purchase a gun to 21. It would also ban the sale or purchase of magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, though that provision now includes an exemption for handguns. Berlin Representative Patty Lewis says those measures infringe on the constitutional rights of law-abiding gun owners.
Vermont does not have a gun problem. S-55 is a perceived solution to a perceived problem.
The legislation passed by an 89-54 margin. The Vermont Senate is expected to vote on the bill later this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
The massive Eversource power line project known as Northern Pass is out of the running for a contract in Massachusetts. That state's Department of Energy Resources and its largest utilities announced this morning they've revoked their offer to buy a large amount of hydropower from Northern Pass. Instead, officials say they're finishing up contract negotiations with a competing project in Maine. The so-called New England Clean Energy Connect project crosses from Quebec into western Maine using a partly existing utility corridor. Its developer, Central Maine Power Company, still needs a final permit from regulators in Maine. The Department of Public Service, Public Safety, that is, says a 2014 investigation by the Vermont State Police found no evidence that a state official was arrested in China. Last week, Stowe attorney Russell Barr said he has information that a Vermont government official was arrested for sexual misconduct while traveling on official business in China. Public Safety Commissioner Thomas Anderson says the state interviewed members of then-Governor Peter Shulman's security detail, as well as another state official on the trip, and found no evidence of any wrongdoing. In response to allegations about safety shortcuts, the Vermont Gas Systems has agreed to an independent review of the construction of its new Addison Pipeline project. The Department of Public Service, which represents ratepayers, says it believes the pipeline is safe, but is prepared to hire an outside consultant to look at the pipeline installation. Eye in the sky forecast for today, mostly cloudy, with highs mainly from the mid-40s to around 50 degrees north to south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.